So welcome everyone to Crystal Clear Finances, where we believe that everyone should have confidence when it comes to making financial decisions. My name is Crystal Langdon, and today I am joined by my friend Sandra Flack. Sandra, it's great to have you here.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be here with you, Crystal.
And for those of you who are listening on radio, you are missing out because we're also doing this as a Zoom call, and it's on our Facebook Live page at Crystal Clear Finances. And you may also be able to find it on Justice for Orphans on their page. But this is a great day to be talking about how we can look outside of where we are right now and everything we're going through and look at the lives of those around us and say, Lord, how can you use me? So Sandra, what I want to do, I know you've been on our radio program before, but I want to take a few moments and have you give our new listeners some background about yourself, how you got involved with Justice for Orphans, Care Portal, just a little snapshot there.
Yeah, I'd love to. Thanks. So I'm an adoptive mom. My husband and I have three biological children. They're mostly grown. I have grandchildren, but we have five children through adoption. Mm-hmm. And we pursued adoption really because it was what the Lord put on our hearts. We had a home and resources, and I was able to be a stay-at-home mom for many years. And we just felt like, you know, we have so much to give. Mm. And the Lord led us. We adopted internationally a sibling set of four, actually, from Ukraine. They are now ages 23, 21, 17, and almost 15.
Wow.
And it was really through that journey that the Lord opened my eyes to the global orphan crisis, the millions of orphans around the world who need families, and also the national foster care crisis, because there are children right here in the United States that need homes. Close to 400,000 children are in the foster care system. A quarter of them, a little over 100,000, are available for adoption. So when my eyes were open to all of that, I began to realize, wait a minute, I'm an adoptive mom. I'm in church every Sunday. If I didn't know that this crisis was going on, and when I read the scriptures, it says that, you know, God's people are to care for the orphan and the widow, the least of these, right?
Right.
And I knew if I didn't realize all of that, then the people sitting next to me in church, they didn't know, they don't know that. Who's going to tell them?
Right.
And I just began to research the statistics and the scriptures and just felt compelled to start telling people. And one thing led to another. And we established Justice for Orphans. We're coming up on our 10th year, 2021, our 10th year. And we've been really just doing a lot of advocacy in the early days. We were inspiring and educating the churches. We were speaking in churches. We had our radio show, and now we have a podcast, Orphans No More. And I interview foster and adoptive parents and adult adoptees and folks who are in the adoption foster care arena and orphan ministry, and just bringing that awareness. But we really had a heart to impact our local community here in the Capital Region, upstate New York, just really wanting to be hands-on. And every time I spoke in a church afterwards, because as an adoptive mom, I feel like I could tell you the word of God, you know, God is the, he adopted us into his family. Mm-hmm. So adoption is starts with God. We were adopted. So I can talk about, hey, everybody should adopt, right? But really we know not everybody's called to adopt, not everybody's called to foster. I do believe more people would be doing it if they sought the Lord's heart on it. But at the same time, so many more people have a heart and want to help. They just don't know how.
Yeah.
And I would get approached a lot of times. What can I do? How can I help? So I always left a speaking engagement feeling like I needed to leave them with a box. Like, here, open this box, do what's inside of it, and you're all set. You're good to go. So we've been praying about how do we equip churches. And we found out about Care Portal a few years ago, and it's Care Portal is an online platform. It's technology, right? But it's technology to be used by churches and child welfare agencies to bring them together to meet the needs of children and families in crisis. So we established Care Portal. We brought it to New York for the very first, the very first county in New York to utilize the platform is Schenectady County. Office of Children and Family Services is the state at the state level, but Children and Family Services in Schenectady County, and they began entering requests. County caseworkers who are working with families, children in crisis, identify certain needs. Maybe it's a single mom who needs some beds and some help with rent in order to keep her kids out of foster care, or a teen mom who's chosen life for her baby, but if she doesn't have an infant car seat when she gives birth, the hospital's not going to let her bring that baby home. That baby will go into foster care if the mom does not have what the baby needs.
Wow.
And many other things. We've seen more grandparents, grandma's willing to take in her grandkids so that they don't go into foster care, but she doesn't have, she needs a set of bunk beds and she needs some groceries to get her through mm-hmm. the week until she gets things stabilized with the kids. So many, many different things like that. Caseworkers enter those types of requests into our system and they get emailed out to our participating churches. We've got about 18 participating churches between Albany and Schenectady County. They mm-hmm. receive these email requests and they just decide when they open them if their church wants to help or not. If they want to help, they click a button, connect with the caseworker, and the wheels are in motion for the church to meet the needs of the family. The church shows up, delivers the items. We've seen many times where churches are putting together bunk beds and they're helping, you know, make beds and different things like that and connecting with that family. And that's where ministry happens. So Care Portal is really a ministry tool. It mm-hmm. helps churches do ministry. And we've seen phenomenal results in the two counties. We've been almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years wow. in Schenectady in November, and we launched in Albany County, which I know Crystal Clear Finances is a county sponsor for. We launched Albany County last October, mm-hmm. and in under 2 years so far, our churches have served over 1,000 kids between those two counties. And a lot of those, a majority of those kids were kept out of foster care because mm-hmm. the church stepped in. Their biological family situation was stabilized. The child's well-being was improved. We're just seeing phenomenal results as we're equipping churches to step into this area of ministry.
That is just so phenomenal. And Sandra, you went through a lot of information. I mean, to you, this, you know, you live and breathe this every day. I know this is new to a lot of people out there. And I think that there are a lot of our listeners who would love to be involved, but when they look at their life, I know if I talk about myself, I went with you to one of some of the foster care classes because my husband, George, and I were like, we're empty nesters. We got this. We can do foster care. And then as we went through the classes, we, in our situation, we were like, yeah, how are we going to do this? I don't know how to make this work. So we went a different route by supporting, you know, Justice for Orphans, by helping with Care Portal, by, you know, promoting. And we want to talk about the watch party that we're having yeah. later on. So we found another way to help. And I think a lot of our listeners, that you'll find yourself in a couple of different places, either, hey, I do want to be able to bring children into my home, to pour into their lives, to help them out. Or you might be in a situation where you say, I have resources. I can give resources to empower people. Or you might be an individual who says, listen, I'm not really at the place where I can do fostering, and I'm not really at the place where I can give resources, but I can give my time to help give delivery and to just build relationship. So I'm so excited that no matter who's listening, Sandra, there's something for everyone in a way that we can care and love for the widows and the orphans. I love this. So you had begun to talk a little bit about the premise of how this Justice for Orphans got started. 10 years. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Yes. So 10 years in, and now we're seeing that Care Portal has come alongside. I know you play a significant role in that, in coordinating. You know, so if we have individuals, let's talk about this coordination part, because there may be individuals who say, you know, that they'll need action steps. What if I want to start fostering? What steps do they take? What if they want to help with time and get their church involved? And then what if people just say, I have resources, I can help in that area? I know I just threw a huge amount at you, but let's kind of break it down.
So if a family is interested in becoming a foster parent, foster parents are interested in adoption, there's some resources on our website, actually, justicefororphansny.org. If you click on foster care, there's a foster care button and adoption button. It'll give you some links to mm-hmm. local agencies that can help you. So we're not a placement agency. We don't license foster parents. We mm-hmm. don't place children. But we really talk with parents who are considering those things and how do they navigate like making those decisions. What agency do I go with? What do? Do I foster? Do I adopt? So we can help them understand all of those mm-hmm. parts so that they can make a decision based on really what God is calling them to do and what's going to work best for their family. So
right. And
go ahead.
I just want to say, and I wanted to jump in there because what a great position you're in because you have adopted children so that you can speak to that, what it's like having integrating new children into your family. And, you know, I could give input, but I don't have practical application of it. So I think, you know, sometimes God asks us to do things in our lives and we don't realize he's setting us up for the future. So we can say, oh, I went through that thing and now I know why. So as you've adopted, now you can speak into the lives of those who'd want to foster and maybe even eventually adopt. So I just wanted to add that in, that such practical insight that you're bringing to the table.
Yeah. And two of our board members, Rebecca Flack, who's actually my sister-in-law, and another board member, Eric Bessenfelder, he and his wife, those two couples are foster adoptive parents. So they've both adopted through the foster care system and have children in their home because they went that route. So we've got lots of experience that we bring to the table.
And to me, that's so important. I know whenever I'm counseling someone and someone says, well, I have this financial idea that my friends gave me, and I always say, is your friend in a financial position where you'd like to be? And they're like, no. And I'm like, so then maybe should we take it? So the same thing here is having someone who says, you know what, I know the joys of it, I know the heartaches of it, but it's worth it, and they can walk you through. So I just didn't mean to interrupt you, but yes, when it comes to the foster care part, I know that you don't actually do the licensing, but they can find it. And the name of your website again is
justicefororphansny.org.
Okay, so now we've got that part. So let's talk about the individual that says, well, I don't really have resources, but I want to somehow be involved. What can I do there?
Well, one huge piece that we need for Care Portal is we need the churches. So like I said, we've got about 18 churches between Albany County and Schenectady County, because it's the churches that meet the needs of the families and do the ministry, right? We equip them for this ministry. So we're always in a place where we're looking for churches to partner with us to be a Care Portal church. We train the volunteers. They just need a volunteer point person who's willing to receive that initial email from the county, and then decide whether the church is going to meet the need. They kind of recruit their own church people, their congregation volunteers, to gather whatever the items might be, donate whatever the items might be, and then deliver the items and do the ministry with the family. So we have some amazing active churches, but we don't want them to burn out. So we're always looking to add more churches. So if you're a church in Albany County or Schenectady County, or even very close to those counties, because we do have an active church right across the line in Saratoga County, who is part of Care Portal. So we're always looking to add churches. And Justice for Orphans, though we're in the two counties for Care Portal, our vision is to expand Care Portal and bring it to all 11 Capital Region counties. So we're in two. There's nine more. We really have a heart to go into Rensselaer County and to go into Greene County. And we're waiting for the doors to open up county-wise, which COVID has affected that. Counties are super, you know, occupied with dealing with, you know, the whole COVID thing, and staff is, you know, for a long time, nobody was in the office, and now they're coming back in rotating schedule. So, you know, government can be a bogged down process, and COVID has made that worse. So, you know, our goal is to continue to launch into other counties. So we need churches in other counties and throughout the Capital Region who want to partner with us and be a Care Portal church to meet the needs of families. We have like five churches in Greene County that are like, we want to do this. We're ready. And we're like, okay, we're just waiting for the county government door to open. So we always need prayer for all of those things, but we need churches. And if your church is doing Care Portal, they're going to need the volunteers to be able to donate the items, deliver the items, minister to the families. And, you know, like you said earlier, there is something for everybody to do in this. It's just finding your something, and Care Portal makes it super easy for you to find it.
And I love that. So what we're talking about is that it's not that we need a pastor to say, oh, I'm going to do it, though they ultimately have final say.
Right.
But you can have an individual who says, listen, this could be a great ministry and outreach that I could do. They don't have to have any special skills or anything. They just need to be able to help communicate to the congregation, get like the volunteers together. And when the request comes through that says, hey, we need a mattress delivered to this address for this mom, they're able to say, hey, can Joe Schmo in our church, can you go deliver that? And someone in the church donates the money for the mattress or the mattress, and it all just comes together. And I know that you've had success stories where you go in and you're delivering it, and it's not just a quick drive-by, here's the mattress, pop it out the window, and you keep on driving. It's we're really interacting and changing lives. So this is much more than meeting just the initial need.
Yes.
Relationships are really formed in this.
They are built. And I've been on a few deliveries now with our church. Mm-hmm. Crystal and I attend the same church, Abounding Love in Ravenna. And we went on a delivery during COVID. And our we kind of had the idea of if we could have thrown the mattresses out the window, like you said, because we're like, we're not really supposed to. We're not going to go inside. We're going
right.
to. It was three twin beds, a full-size bed, because a mom and her three children were sharing a mattress on the floor. Mm. In fact, Crystal, this family was actually in Latham, not very far from your office. They were in an apartment complex.
Oh, wow.
And it was in the early beginnings of COVID. So the kids were out of school. The three girls have autism, all three of them. And we get to the apartment and we had the three beds for the kids. We had bedding, like brand new, beautiful bedding that little girls would love. We had a chair, we had a dresser, we had all these things. Now our church is a good 40 minutes from this family,
yeah.
but we were like, you know what? We have all this stuff. We're going to meet the request. So we went, we had our masks, we had our gloves, and we thought, we'll just bring the stuff to the door and we'll tell the mom, here it is. But when mom opened the door, it was this set of narrow stairs. Mom's apartment was actually a second floor apartment. She's got three little girls. There was no way they were going to get these items up their stairs. And I just looked at our team and they're like, we're going in.
Yeah.
COVID or no COVID, we got our masks, we've got our, yeah. you know, we've got our gloves, we've got our sanitizer, we're going in. So we brought all of the stuff in, helped them set it up, helped the little girls make their beds. And the little girls kept showing us their artwork and they're like, we're artists. And, aww. You know, Kathy, who's our point person for our church, she was talking with the mom and the mom was so open to receive help. But we also knew our church 40 minutes away wasn't going to be a great resource for this mom. But right. one of our other participating churches, which is Life Church in Albany, you see them from the Northway there.
Right, right.
We reached out to them after we made the delivery and we're like, look, this family still needs clothes. We didn't meet that part of the need. And really, mom needs a lot of support. And if you could even go in with art supplies for these little girls,
yeah.
it would build such a connection. And mom was open. She's like, oh yeah, give that pastor my number. You know, I'll talk mm-hmm. to whoever. She had no transportation of her own. And the difficult part with COVID was it wasn't like they could start getting her to church because they would right. have provided transportation for that. But mm-hmm. we were able to collaborate with Life Church. They did go in and bring clothing and they did bring the art supplies and they began a relationship with that mom, which made much more sense. So that's another really amazing part of Care Portal is we're collaborating with other churches that are participating with us. Mm-hmm. Again, our church went into and met a request for, again, it was three twin beds and bedding and some other things for a family right in the Arbor Hill area, the inner city part of Albany. And, you know, we had the stuff, but we reached out to City Church, which is another church only 4 mm-hmm. minutes from this family. And the pastor and another person from that church met us there, helped carry the stuff in, made a connection with this family. Before we left, we just asked the family if we could pray for them. And they were like, sure. And they held their hands out and they initiated a prayer circle. So on the sidewalk in Arbor Hill, we're leading this family in prayer and Jesus shows up, you know, it's incredible. It might start, it's more than just a transaction where you're delivering a family stuff. They get the stuff that they need. And a lot of times the stuff keeps kids out of foster care, but it's an opportunity for a church to do ministry. And mm-hmm. it's just been incredible. Over 1,000 kids so far locally, like we said.
And that's what I love is when I, in my world, everything is numbers and practical and this X plus Y equals Z. And yet when I think about how do we create positive culture change, Sandra, what do we do? Yes, we can meet a felt need, you know, bring a mattress, but it's relationship, it's connection. Just this past week, I was on Wealthy Wednesday on my Facebook Live. I had talked about connections. my Facebook was just blowing up with people were like, yes, that's what I'm missing. I'm missing connection. Even you and I, when we were doing the radio that we're doing today, we're doing it where we can see each other. I mean, I should do better and stop talking over you. But other than that, but it's nice because we begin to see, and connection, I think, is so critical. And that's what I love. One of the things I love about Care Portal. And also, I feel like it brings the volunteers together to really have that unity of, I'm making a difference. And I don't know about you, so just let me know. But boy, in the midst of all this COVID and everything that's happening, I just want to know I'm making impact, Sandra. I'm doing something that someone says that's changing my life.
Yes, absolutely. And we, the amazing thing was, is through about the first 2 months of COVID, over 100 kids were served. So even though our churches Ooh. Were shut down, right? You really can't close the church because we are the church. People right. were showing up with stuff. People were meeting requests. In some instances, when we knew we weren't really supposed to have interactions, some churches were like really having Amazon deliver items to families' doors, or they yeah. were leaving them at the door and saying, you know, we can't come in, but, you know, our information is in there. Our services are online. You can check us out, that kind of thing. So it was making that connection. And even through the time of COVID, I mean, we really saw an increase.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
Yeah. So, and initially we didn't, because even child welfare was sort of shut down. Not that they weren't going out and checking on families and doing welfare checks, but it was very limited. So we saw this lag of requests being entered into the system, but at the same time, we knew the needs were increasing. Yes. And child welfare folks that we were speaking to locally and nationally, you know, we're still anticipating a surge in need as this thing rolls out, because
yes.
the longer that people are out of school and people, you know, kids are out of school and people are out of work. I mean, we've seen the significant numbers of folks now attending, you know, going to food pantries and whatnot for food. So we're seeing a lot of that. But child welfare professionals are very concerned, because when children are in school, school administrators and teachers are mandated reporters, and they're the eyes on kids. And for many kids, school is the safe place. Home is not the safe place. Yeah. So if they're in school, there's eyes on them, and people, you know, the teachers, the administrators are seeing if this child is getting fed, is getting bathed, has clean clothing, does it look like they slept? Maybe they're living in a car with a parent. And those things are very real. Without the kids being in school, number one, nobody's seeing what's going on with the kids. And number two, the stress level in the homes that are already maybe not ideal have increased. And kids are home, parents are out of work, things like that are going on. So we really anticipate, as time moves on, we could see a surge in child abuse cases and reports to child abuse. The child abuse reports are down, but that's really, what is the word for that? It's not accurate, because it's just because people who normally have eyes on kids can't. Abuse is probably drastically up, sadly. So, you know, we're going to see probably a vast influx of kids coming into foster care as the months go on, and kids are getting back in school, and then teachers are able to
see what's happening.
Yeah, very sad.
So now we've talked about the fact that, okay, we can get involved personally by adopting and fostering. We've talked about the fact that, hey, if we don't have the resources, maybe what we can do is round up volunteers within the church, and we can be the arms that reach out. But what about those that maybe they are still working insane amount of hours, but they do have resources and they want to give? Let's talk a little bit about that, because I know some of our listeners are looking for places where they can begin to donate. And then from there, I want to transition to our watch party, because I am so excited. I believe this is such good soil to plant financial seed. We're changing lives. We're changing culture. But what are some of the steps that they can start doing?
Well, we are, our organization, Justice for Orphans, actually pays and provides, we pay for the technology to provide to the churches to be able to use Care Portal. So that's a cost to our organization. And in addition to that, we are managing Care Portal. So we train the churches, we train child welfare workers on how to use the system. And then we continue to provide ongoing support, because with technology, things update. There's always, you know, new and improved ways of doing things. So we keep everybody updated. And we're always recruiting, for lack of a better word, more churches to partner with us and more county agencies as we expand into other counties. So all of that takes a lot of, it's very labor intensive, as you can imagine. So so for us to provide it, it really took, like I said, our organization is about 10 years old. We're going to celebrate 10 years. In the very early days, we were just a little ministry part of a local church. And as the work expanded, the church saw that, you know, we don't want to oversee and hold you back from what you're doing, because clearly God's got this. But at the same time, you know, we knew stepping out on our own would be, you know, we became an official, mm-hmm. we're an official nonprofit. We took all of those steps, but then, you know, you need funding in order to be able to do everything that you do. And so we really solely get all of our funding from private donations, churches, individuals, those who want to sow into our organization. So interestingly, with COVID, our workload increased because the families that we serve, the families and children that are in crisis, mm-hmm. they were, you know, we are all impacted by COVID and the shutdown, but people who were already in crisis are even more in crisis. Right. You can imagine how it just multiplied. So our workload increased, but yet we're like, okay, so we're trusting the Lord that the funding is going to come in because, you know, we're out here, you know, our yes is on the table. We're doing the work. And just trusting the Lord that the funding will come in. So any support that we could get to help us continue to provide and manage Care Portal and expand it throughout the Capital Region, you know, that's a goal of ours. And also COVID caused us to pivot our annual banquet that we would normally have in September.
Right.
We really do a banquet during these COVID days. So we've after a lot of prayerful consideration and research, we're stepping out in faith and we're doing a virtual fundraising event.
Yes.
That will be sort of live on online on Thursday, September 17th. Mm-hmm. It's a 90-minute event, 6:30 to 8 p.m. But it will live on our landing page on our website from Thursday the 17th through midnight Sunday night the 20th. So mm-hmm. If you can't catch it Thursday night, you can really watch it anytime for those days after that. And we're going to have, we did have a mini live event the end of July where we had some Christian comedians come in, and everybody was so grateful to actually be able to socially distance but still be together and laugh. It was so amazing. So, so we've got some of that recorded content. We've got some interviews, some testimonies, some other fun things, free giveaways, that stuff we're going to kind of give away. And people can, during that time, you can text to give. You can go online to our website to give. Lots of really fun stuff for that 90 minutes. So we just are looking for folks to watch during that 90-minute time. Yeah. Watch the virtual event and give as the Lord leads.
Absolutely. Well, we are at the end of our time together, but I want to just put a shout out there. I believe so strongly in what Justice for Orphans doing with partnering with Care Portal, that Crystal Clear Finances, we put our full support behind it. As far as we help with the sponsorship for the Albany County, we're excited because we're going to do matching donations, the first $2,500 that comes into the Justice for Orphans virtual fundraiser. We are hosting a socially distant fundraising virtual night at our office so that we can watch this as it's going on. But I'm just so excited, Sandra, about what you're doing. I just wanted to take time to share on our radio program, our podcast, our Facebook, just get the word out. And just one more time before we close, your website again is?
justicefororphansny.org.
Perfect. And they can also find you on Facebook and Instagram as well?
Absolutely, at Justice for Orphans.
Wonderful. Well, Sandra, thank you so much for joining me today. And I just want to say thank you for everyone that is listening to us. I'm glad to have you as part of the Crystal Clear Finances family, and join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless.
This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.